Refugee advocates have welcomed the federal government's move to process more asylum seekers in the community. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, says at least 100 bridging visas will be issued to asylum seekers every month, meaning they can live and work in Australia while their claims are processed. But the federal opposition's attacked the move and says it's more evidence that the government has capitulated to the Greens.
Australia's immigration detention facilities house about 3,800 people. Now the government has revealed the details of how some of those people will be released into the community on bridging visas. The Minister for Immigration, Chris Bowen.
So that's what I see as being the initial program, at least 100 a month. Of course, we'll then see how it goes. Numbers over and above that and into the future depend on the rate of arrivals, of course.
But the Federal Opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, says the move shows the Gillard government has walked away from border protection.
We'll fling the door open to boats to come to Australia. It'll create a sea lane for people smugglers. Now, this is not the decision of a government who believes in border protection. This is the decision of a government that has capitulated to the Greens, giving them everything they want on this issue. And I think it is a reckless decision that we'll see more boats come to Australia at the most perilous and dangerous time of the year.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says legislative change is needed to make processing in the community a matter of course.
People should only be in detention for their health and security checks. There's no point keeping people locked up for months and years on end until they're broken, until they're damaged, and then move them into the community. We need to be having this as a matter of course.
Pamela Kerr from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre in Melbourne says today's announcement is an answer to a prayer.
Detention at the moment is in crisis and people are dying. In fact, six people have died in under a year. Other people are losing their mental health, some never to recover. So this is very welcome.
She's one of several refugee advocates with concerns about the way the process will be handled.
The government must also come to the party. Specifically, the government has given people the right to work. Many of these people don't have English. In order to go into a dangerous workplace, say a factory, where many of them will wind up, they will need English in order to be safe. So what we're asking is that there is vocational English at a minimum.
The Chief Executive of the Refugee Council of Australia, Paul Power, has also welcomed the announcement and says it's now up to the community to help support asylum seekers.
Perhaps, you know, one of the implications of this decision is that people who feel, strongly about this issue also need to find ways to assist the government to find appropriate accommodation and support options, and certainly the Refugee Council and the organisations involved in our network will be doing that.
He's also pleased the appeals process will be streamlined so that claims will be heard by the Refugee Review Tribunal, regardless of whether the person arrives by boat or plane.
And I think, you know, what the government's done today is to draw a line in the sand and said, well, you know, we actually have a reasonably fair and robust onshore asylum system, and that, you know, any asylum claim determined in Australia could actually be processed under the one system. It's just common sense, really.
But the chair of the government's Detention Health Advisory Group, Professor Louise Newman, says specialised support will be needed for the many asylum seekers with mental health problems.
I think the issue that's going to be complex is how best to have the sorts of supports that are needed in the community. There needs to be some fairly rapid planning, particularly for mental health services and supports and health services. These are a very vulnerable group of people, and I think they are quite high in terms of service needs. So the sooner that planning starts, the better.
The government says asylum seekers will be considered for bridging visas after their identity has been established and security checks have been carried out. It says time spent in detention, behavioural record and the availability of community support will all be taken into account. Asylum seekers who are issued bridging visas will be able to work and will be eligible for a payment under the Asylum Seeker Assistance Scheme.
Liz Hobday.